Welcome to Low Code Ninjas Legends. This is 5 Minutes with Dan Perry.
Dan Perry, what do you do in low code?
Sure. So I am the co-founder of a customer research company that I started with my brother. And I also build mental health apps with no code tools to try and help as many people as I can.
Very, very cool. What was your very first experience with low code or no code?
So a few years ago, I got into chatbots. And as a person who was never able to code, I was blown away by the power of them. And then from there, the world just opened up for me. Chatbots.
They were super hot just a couple years ago, weren't they?
Yeah, everywhere. They were everywhere.
So talking about chatbots, but taking a step further, what's the low code project that you've done recently that was awesome?
So I'm building a platform called Wellos, and Wellos is basically wholesome OnlyFans. So it's basically trying to help well-being creators and psychotherapists monetize their time and content. And I'm building that in Bubble.
That is such a cool idea. I love it. Wow.
Thank
you. Interesting. A wholesome OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I recently saw an ad for OnlyFans. I know I'm going off the reservation here, but I recently saw an ad and it was, it's not only adult.
No.
So I didn't know.
There's sports content on there and everything as well. Yeah.
Wow. What is the biggest trend in low code or no code right now?
So I think the biggest trend is APIs. Regardless of whether you're a coder, no coder, low coder, I think everyone is beginning to see the power of APIs and how they can be used to do incredible things. So like, I feel like there's a land grab.
Peggy, permit me just a second. Let me dig a little deeper there, because APIs have been complicated. APIs have been difficult. APIs have been hard to work with. And what you're saying is they're getting really easy. They're getting low code, no code treatment as well.
I think that there are getting easier. The documentation is better. So like Airtable has really set the standard for having like good documentation on its APIs. And then there are also teachers who are trying to make APIs easier to understand for individuals. And like people like me who are like, now talk about Postman and stuff like that. I'm just like, it's a whole new world. So yeah.
It's exciting. Exciting and exhilarating, Dan.
Absolutely.
Who's the one person or company to watch low code right now?
There are a few, but I will pick one, I think. And it's the man called Doc Williams. And I think the reason why he is so impressive to watch is because he's at that intersection of being a creative and a creator in the creator space, as well as a no coder. And he's even learning to code a bit as well. So you can see he's almost like a year, 2 years ahead of where everyone else will be. And like what he's doing at the moment feels like madness sometimes, but like I can see the vision and it's incredible.
Wow. I'm intrigued. We have to have him here, John. I'm going to go for it. You said you had a few. Come on. Just the other two quickly.
The person who runs 100 Days of No Code is a man called Max Haining. And he is who I credit as helping me build the habit to be in the no code space. And he's doing incredible things. And he's actually building a SaaS as well to run masterminds. So that's cool. And then there is Janelle, who goes by the name of just Janelle. And she is a newsletter writer. She is a creator. She is a no coder. She does all the things, and she's inspired like a whole movement of no coders. So yes, wonderful.
I tried going by just the one name. Didn't work out so well for me.
I think you could just go by John. I think if you just keep
going. Everybody know that I'm the one in a billion.
yes, absolutely.
Dan, what's your top tip for people who are just starting out in low code or no code?
So I think my top tip is to really know yourself. I think that if you understand the type of person that you are, you'll be able to figure out what you're trying to do. So whether you are a tinkerer and you just like technology and like to like see all the cool trends that are out there, or whether you're trying to build a business, whether you're trying to create value, I think if you don't know yourself, you may end up taking the wrong path and feel like it doesn't quite match what you're trying to do. So I think actually having a better understanding of who you are and what your ideals are, will help you be a better no-coder and human.
What amazing advice for just about everything in life, Peggy.
Yeah, follow your path. Follow your path. I'm on it. This has been exciting, exhilarating, invigorating. Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you for having me.
And for everyone else, of course, we've got a couple now. We have to get Janelle. But if you are a low-code legend, other than Janelle, know someone who is, want to be on the show, we want to hear from you. We really do. So DM me or John or on Twitter, connect on LinkedIn. We can chat about featuring you on an episode soon.